You're listening to SBS News.
A sellout crowd of over 30,000 will descend on the Newcastle Jets home stadium on Saturday night, with tickets to football's A-League Grand Final reportedly being sold for many times their original value. It will be a predominantly local and vocal crowd, with the visiting Melbourne Victory receiving only 3,000 tickets for the season decider. Jets coach Ernie Merrick says the event is being embraced across the whole city.
Because it's such a small town, you get the feeling of the passion that people have for sport and the enjoyment of seeing a team doing very well. And that's no doubt helped our boys score as many goals. I think it's 57 goals we've scored so far. And that's the entertainment that the people come to see. But with the history of the town and the age of some of the clubs here that go back over 130 years, you can just see it's in their blood. And I think it's long overdue. Hopefully we can bring them something special home on Saturday night.
The Victory players are also excited about the occasion, although they know the crowd will be against them. While hoping to spoil the party, the Victory's Albanian striker Besart Berisha says he's well aware what the match means to the people of Newcastle.
This is great, you know. This must be great for Newcastle, for everyone, you know, to host a grand final. It's fantastic. It's an amazing, you know, special occasion. It's the grand final. It doesn't matter where we play, you know. It's going to be great, you know. That's something every football player, supporters looking forward to see. And it's great for Newcastle to host the grand final.
In overseas sport this weekend, cycling's Giro d'Italia, or Tour of Italy, gets underway in Jerusalem on Saturday evening. Much of the lead-up has focused on British cyclist Chris Froome, forced to answer questions about an ongoing investigation by the sport's governing body into his adverse doping test result. A urine sample showed excessive levels of an asthma medication at last year's Vuelta, or Tour of Spain. Froome is claiming his innocence and has reaffirmed his commitment to the race. He says he is more concerned about taking a shot at making cycling history.
The fact that I won the Tour last year, the Vuelta, I can't remember the last time a rider won three Grand Tours consecutively like that. So, I mean, it's a huge, huge goal for me.
The last man to hold all three major Tour titles concurrently was French rider Bernard Hinault in 1983. The 101st edition of the Giro opens on Saturday with a 9.7-kilometre individual time trial in Jerusalem, followed by road races the next 2 days between Haifa and Tel Aviv. In the National Rugby League this weekend, two of the biggest games in Round 9 are set for Sunday. The reigning premiers, the Melbourne Storm, welcome ladder-leading St George Illawarra, followed by the Manly Sea Eagles at the Sydney Roosters. Manly has lost six times already this season, with pressure growing on coach Trent Barrett. And in the AFL, Essendon will be looking for a much-needed win against reigning premier Richmond. Essendon has slipped to 14th on the ladder after just two wins in its opening six games. Finally, in Super Rugby, Australian franchises have two chances to end their incredible losing runs to teams from New Zealand. On Friday night, the Melbourne Rebels welcome the Canterbury Crusaders, and on Saturday, the New South Wales Waratahs take on the Auckland Blues. The losing streak currently stands at 36 matches.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.